This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I have company, which I always do like, and it is the company of WA band The Calling of Levi, joining me in the studio tonight, Callum and Kieran. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
How you going?
Big trip over here?
Yeah, it's all right.
Is it a quicker trip over and it's longer back? What is it there?
It's very quick on the way. It's like 3.5 hours on the way, and then depending on how strong the wind is, it can be 6 hours, 6 hours back.
So you've done the Sydney trip a few times?
First time to Sydney with the band.
Ah.
Yeah.
But you've been before?
We've done it as individuals before, yeah.
Oh, have you? I might get to that backstory. Just want to mention the elephant in the room, or elephants in the room. We do have a studio audience, but they're just going to do whatever.
Just going to chill.
In the background. Great to have you guys along. I must admit, don't know too much about you. So it's kind of like a bit of perfect match. We'll find out about you.
Sounds yeah.
Okay. Well, tell us, what is the Calling of Levi story?
We've been a band for probably 4 years, 5 years, just in Perth, just as mates hanging around, and, you know, we met through school and church and that sort of thing, and we just, like, sort of came together with the love of music and just jammed, and then out of that we sort of cut an album, which was released on March the 13th this year, and from there we've sort of started touring and sort of making a career out of it.
Cool. What's the WA scene like?
WA scene is a lot quieter than the rest of Australia.
Yeah.
Which we're starting to learn very quickly. But, you know, it's a good place to start out.
Especially the Christian scene. It's quite small over there at the moment.
So how many groups would you say?
It's not many. Well, in our circle, I'd say there's probably 6 or 7.
Okay.
Like, bands that are playing semi-regularly.
But. And would you say it's your kind of genre as well?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, like, there's definitely a wide range of genre in the Christian scene in Perth, but it's not that huge of a thing to people there.
I think for Perth, the biggest struggle is just getting all the Christian bands together.
Right.
To actually play at these events. Right. So we don't have the infrastructure for that kind of stuff at the moment.
Yeah, but you've been playing a few events. I noticed on your MySpace you've played with, like, KJ52 when he was out here and that kind of thing. Is that fun, you know, having support groups and that kind of thing?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a huge privilege as well, and an opportunity to just go out and meet guys. Like, we've played with Reliant K, we've played with Superchick and KJ52 and bands like that, and of that caliber. You can learn so much from hanging out with them and I guess just watching what they do as well, backstage and on stage. There's just so much to learn from the way they carry themselves as performers and entertainers.
What do you think you've learnt?
Oh, a lot. Stage interaction with crowd and just how to, I guess, carry yourself off the stage as well, on a business end, and, you know, how it all works backstage and that sort of thing.
I hear a lot of groups saying that when they first start out, they're a bit like they don't move around that much, and it's only until a few years in they're comfortable. How do you guys feel?
I mean,
there?
We spent the first good 3 years of playing shows without moving our feet. Like, we didn't. We had the worst dress sense, everything, like, you know. But for us, it's been, like, just a slow growth, and now we're getting a lot more comfortable on stage and a lot more comfortable with the audience. We love it now, so.
Has it been slow growth of hair as well? I've noticed you guys have some band hair.
Yeah, it's taken you've got, a while.
I'm curious, your hair, is it dreads or is it just kind of twisted?
Yeah, it's kind of twisted. It's kind of like not so permanent dreads.
That's good.
But it might be one day.
Your mother must be happy.
She loves it.
Got some company in the studio, which is always nice. WA group, The Calling of Levi. We heard a quite nice track from their album, City of Colour. Love the album work. Beautiful stuff. Did you guys come up with that or a designer?
Actually, we have a second cousin by the name of Jodie Presenza. And she's our graphic designer and does everything for us and does an amazing job.
Cool.
Basically, we came up with the concept of what we wanted, and we just had a meeting with her, and she came up with this awesome front cover.
She's amazing.
She's incredible.
Ah, that
pure genius.
Absolutely. I love the cracked windows. How would you describe that for people who can't obviously see it right now?
The actual picture, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically a city that's dead. And there's colour coming from the sky and filling it up and giving it life as it sort of flows into the city.
I like the blackbirds at the bottom going up to the whitebirds.
It's all symbolism.
Very nice. So if people are going to, you know, pick up this album, what do you think they're going to get out of it?
I think a mix of different genres. Like, it's a pretty broad thing because we've got quite a wide range of influence musically. And there's some soft stuff on there. There's some stuff that goes pretty hard. So, yeah, it's a general mix, really. There's something on there for everyone.
Very good. Well, let's get into track 5 now, Sounds. Would you like to tell us a bit about this one?
Yeah, just on the topic of sounds, back to what we're talking about with the album. Mm. Basically, the whole message of our album is we've got two cities and your choice is where you want to live your life, like which city you want. So obviously in the human world, like we live down here, but in the way we've been created with sin and everything, this world obviously leads to death and destruction. So what we're just trying to put across to the audience is there's another way, and like there's another city above that's much higher and much more powerful and can change your city that you're living in today. And that's what you can look with the symbolism of the birds turning white and stuff. We're just basically saying that with every road that you take, there's always a chance, like Callum said earlier, of hope. And for us, it was Jesus Christ, you know, giving your life to him. He's given us direction, planning for our life, all that kind of thing. So for us as musos, sounds is all about what we're going to get when we get to heaven. It's the experience of we're looking forward so much to the music that we're going to hear in heaven, pretty much, and how absolutely amazing and beautiful it's going to be. So sounds for us is just like an encouragement to everyone that even though the Christian life is somewhat hard and it's not a straight road, but it's a narrow, windy road, but the rewards are there when you get to heaven. So just push through it, keep going, and enjoy the rewards when you get there.
We have both Kieran and Callum joining us in the studio, and you were just giving us that bit of imagery there before about being ankle deep. And do you think there's been times when you've been both? Do you think you've gotten to a point where you feel like you've been fully immersed?
I'm not sure. Like, it depends where you are. Like, we've been on mission trips and that sort of thing, and where you're, like, working in that scenario. And I guess in that situation, it's easier to soak yourself in it because it's out of the norm. But this particular track was written, like, from a situation where it's just when you're in everyday normalcy. And, it's like life. You go up and down, and it's like a constant battle. But I guess that's the imagery behind it.
There's some great imagery and great messages behind your music. Is that what you're hoping that your fans get?
Yeah, definitely. Like, ultimately, like, the call we believe on our lives at the moment with this music is to take it out and share God's hope and plans with everyone and their lives and stuff like that. So we definitely hope they look into the imagery and stuff like that as well.
We are getting introduced to the guys from The Calling of Levi, Callum, Kieran and Kieran joining us in the studio tonight. Loving the tracks from your new album. And, you know, I have to say, when I was looking at the album titles during the week, I love just, like, even if you haven't heard the track, just the names itself, like Swallowed by the Sea, She's as Empty as a Void. Just, when did you come up with these names?
I don't know. I guess you sort of like listen to the track, and once you've written it all and lyrically and musically how it all sounds, and then you just sort of come up with it from there, I think.
A lot of it's just based on taking a good lyric from the song itself and piecing it together with, like Callum said, the concept of the song.
Cool.
And just seeing what you come up with. But it's a lot of fun being creative with the titles of the track.
What comes first, the lyrics or the sound? Or the music
side? It varies. It depends. Like, Kieran will generally write the music side of things, whereas I'll write the lyrics. And often Key will have a track and it will like pull me into the studio and say, oh, what do you think of this? And then we'll run from there. Or other times it can be that I'll have lyrics that I've been thinking about or writing that day at any stage. And I'll just have them and it will literally just come in and put the two together. It's quite amazing sometimes how it works out.
Have you ever had lyrics that didn't match the sound, like the music? And you just thought, no, we just can't do that.
It does happen every now and then, yeah. But for a lot of it, like Callum's got books and books of lyrics at home. So a lot of the times, if it doesn't match that song, it'll match a song later in the future. So yeah.
And I think as well, like when you've got the lyric and you've got, like you put the lyrics to the appropriate mood of the sound, you know what I mean? So yeah, it's very often that it's quite a natural progression between the two.
Where are the lyrics coming from? Like when are you getting inspired? Like, you hear about people, you know, it's like 2 a.m. in the morning or it's, you know, on a bus trip somewhere.
Yeah, well, a lot of it does, like, it can happen at any time. And it's definitely from inspiration, I find. Like, as you said, you can be there at 2 o'clock in the morning. And that's happened a lot, particularly for this album. We're just sitting down. A lot of it's written on life experiences and, I guess, just how you perceive life. And, that's sort of inspiration is where it's driven from, I guess.
Very nice. And what track off this album would you say, probably from your own perspective as a lyricist, if I could say that word properly, is the mostly your story?
It's a good question. I think all of them have like pieces of my own story in them. But I don't know. Maybe Swallowed by the Sea. Mm-hmm. That'd probably be a very like honest song, I guess, from artist to whoever's listening.
Well, maybe we'll have a listen to that track now. Yeah, sure. We were going to play every recurring motion, but I'm sure we could leave that till a little bit later. Would you like to extend on the meaning behind this track?
Yeah, Swallowed by the Sea, actually, the story comes from a book in Ezekiel. And basically for us, it sums up as young Christian guys, the way we word it to like our audience and fans is just when you have an opportunity to move into what God has for you, you often go ankle deep. And as Christians, you stay ankle deep because it feels comfortable. Mm. And you might have some good experiences in life with God and different experiences, so you go knee deep. But it's very rare that you go past that point. You get complacent where you're standing and it feels good, but you don't want to go any further because you don't want to walk any cold. You know, you don't want to get colder.
Mm.
But for us, this song is just basically saying we want to be completely swallowed by God's sea. And we just want God to take over our lives and just do exactly what he wants with us and not be the young Christians that stand there knee deep and fight life ourselves. Yeah. So that song is all about just giving your whole entire life and direction to God and letting him take it from there.
Mm, I love the imagery. It actually, I'm just picturing myself right now in that ocean, more in a literal sense though, and kind of freaking out when you kind of get to that bit. You're like, oh, it's so cold. But I love the imagery there. The Calling of Levi in the studio with us tonight. Kieran and Callum, they're doing a Sydney tour. You can check out their MySpace for dates where they're performing. And you should get along to see them. It's always good to have... I was going to say our cousins from WA, but I realised we are one. If you're from New Zealand, I could have said that.
Yeah.
But no, we are one. You're a part of us. By
so
the way,
far away. But...
I did take the liberty earlier in the week when doing... our promo, where I kind of talking about you guys as a band, and did make mention that you like long walks on the beach, and then did kind of say, well, actually, I don't know that, but we'll find out this Saturday night. So okay. It has come to that important question time. Yeah. Do you guys actually like long walks on the beach?
Yeah, long walks on the beach are good. Candlelit dinners.
All right.
Sunsets.
Stamp collecting.
Yeah, I suppose long walks on the beach are all right. It's not something we go out of our way to do.
Okay, so I got it wrong.
If we're at the beach.
Yeah, if we're at the beach, I mean, you know.
You go for a long walk.
Long walk. In the sand, it's always good.
Yeah. Do you get out to the beach much?
Not as much as we'd like,
yeah.
Actually.
We live a fair way away from the beach in Perth.
Okay.
But yeah, it's when we get to go, we enjoy it, obviously. It's a great thing to do.
If we were going to visit Perth, where would you recommend us go?
I know Perth actually does have like a lot of small things to do. I think when you like live in a place, it's hard to you overlook them easily. But we've got great beaches, we've got you know, good city life and
great country as well.
Yeah,
Harvey and all those places, really nice dairy farms and dairy vineyards.
So. I wouldn't have picked dairy farms only because I think of the Nullarbor being such a big chunk of it.
Yeah,
you don't really picture cows there. Nah.
Yeah.
Have you ever driven the Nullarbor?
No, never.
Yes.
Ah,
once.
And is it as exciting as everyone makes it out to be?
It's the same the whole way there. I did it in year 7, actually. I came over here.
Oh, right.
For a Sydney and Canberra trip, so.
What?
Yeah.
That is hilarious. I say that because it's hilarious that it seems like every school has to do a Canberra trip.
Mm.
What is the deal? Really? Everyone has to do a Canberra trip, but they force you to drive all the way?
Yeah, we did in a coach the whole way, so.
Oh.
A lot of car sickness.
Oh, that would have... Sorry, I'm still trying to get over it. And I wasn't even there. That's the beauty of it. Great to have Kieran and Callum drop by. It's always good to have company. It gets so lonely in here sometimes. Where do you like to listen to music most? I've asked this question in for bands before, like where would you most ideally like to play? But I'm curious to know, where do you like to actually listen to music yourself? In the car, shower?
Yeah, I mean, like in the car, I suppose it's easy. You know, it's something that's you're often alone and you can really just get into it and listen to it in depth, I guess.
Mm.
Yeah.
Music anywhere is good. Music live is definitely the best. Go and check out the bands and all your influences. It's a lot of fun.
Where would you ideally like to play?
Mm.
What would your perfect setting be?
Oh, probably
stadium of 50,000.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that'd be quite Wembley nice. Stadium or something like that.
A Wembley?
I don't know, something huge. That'd be great.
The Calling of Levi from their album City of Colour, that is Glory Prevail. And I have two of the guys from the group in the studio, Callum and Kieran. Can you explain that song a little bit to me? What's that about?
Sure. The song is about finding hope in every situation. And, yeah, it's just looking for colour and light in your own day, I guess. There's always a silver lining to something. And that song's about finding it.
Would this be a track that sums up the whole album then? Because you said city, like colour, you mentioned colour there. And
yeah, I mean, like it's, there's a lot of the tracks that make up the album. It's sort of like a story throughout the album, but it's definitely a major song in influencing the title of the album, City of Colour.
Very nice. And what do you like most about that track?
I don't know, probably just the catchiness of it, I guess.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just a good song. When we wrote it, it was something that we like enjoyed. We liked listening to, and we thought, you know, that's going to be a great song to release as our first single, which we have done. And yeah, it's going well.
I have to ask the name, The Calling of Levi, a biblical one, I would say.
Yep. We didn't always intend for it to be fully biblical. Well, it is because it's from the Bible, but we were, you know, as every band does, I think, sits down and struggles with a name. Well, not struggles, but tries to come up with a name that they think best represents them. And when we were a lot younger and just starting up the band, we were obviously looking for a name, and we found, we just flicked open the Bible one day in church, and it landed on Luke 5:27, which the subheading was The Calling of Levi. And it sort of just stuck. And after we like sort of looked over it and stuff, we realised that actually that's exactly what we want to achieve while being in a band. So it really suits us quite well.
I don't know if you know this, but I only really discovered this recently because I Googled you. There is a band, and I assume they're American, called Calling Levi.
Yep.
And they look a little bit like ABBA in the sense that I can tell that they're like a band, but they're like two couples.
Yeah.
And it's very American.
Is it? I've never actually listened to it. I've seen Google images before. But
yeah, I think
that could be interesting to see.
Yeah. It would be very shocking, I think, to people if they were hearing you right now and then they saw that image, they'd be like, that doesn't sound like, well, that doesn't look like what they sound like. We've got Kieran and Callum in the studio joining us tonight. Thank you very much, guys, for coming by.
It's an absolute pleasure.
I love the fact that you're from WA. I need to know more about WA. Tell me a fun fact.
We've got a bell tower.
Oh.
It's pretty awesome.
Is that about it?
That's pretty much all we've got.
Pretty much the best thing we've got in WA.
Had a Ferris wheel, they tore it down. So.
Oh, that is unfortunate. Mm. Hey, you did get awesome sunsets.
We do. That's one thing that I think people come all over the world for. And maybe our beaches.
I've heard you have good produce as well.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, really into your food. Where are you eating, boys?
Well, McDonald's, you know. It's good all around the world.
Oh, very good. It's The Calling of Levi, a WA group who has flown all the way to be here tonight. And I thank you, Kieran and Callum, for that.
Oh, thanks for having us.
A privilege. I know awesome. You didn't just come to see me, but that's fine. You know.
just claim it. We'll go with it.
Very good. It has been wonderful to have you guys along. So how can people like keep in touch with you guys if they want to know more? They've heard your tracks. They're like, oh, I like this.
Yeah, just hit up MySpace, Facebook, Twitter. We've got everything, and we really would love to meet. We try to meet everybody that we play to, and we'd even prefer to meet them in advance. So if you like the tracks that you've heard, please just get in touch with us, and we'd love to meet you, and hopefully we can hang out at a show sometime.
Hang out a show, go for a long walk on the beach.
Yep, anything.
Callum and Kieran still are in the studio from, of course, The Calling of Levi. Also in here, he was the studio audience for some of the time, Nick. Hello, Nick.
How you going?
It's good to have you here with your guitar.
Cheers. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you guys with the three guitars. I'm loving this.
Yeah, it's good. It's nice to do it all acoustic and do it different. So
yeah.
Nice to change things up. Thanks for having us. It was great.
What, two's not good enough? You have to go three?
Yeah.
Three's more fat.
Well, I'm looking forward to this. So you're going to be performing a live track of Sounds.
That's correct, yeah.
All right, let's get into it.
I want to hear the sounds of choir singing, dancing on the streets yelling your name. And here we are again, stuck in a similar situation, longing for life on the other side, but it's in your time. Won't you lean in close and whisper to me, reassure me, and I'll see your face. And heaven's welcome is the sounds of grace. Your city's filled with color, blinding lights, no shame, my God. Well, I want it. Well, count. Would you turn away?
Guys, that was brilliant. Thank you so much for coming by and performing that. That was amazing. I love the three guitars.
Thanks so much for having us. It was really great.
I wish there was three guitars in this studio all the time.
We can leave them here.
Wouldn't mind, actually. Mine's pretty dusty at the moment. You look nice and looked after. Thank you very much, Callum, Kieran, and Nick also on guitar. And do get to see these guys performing. Do check out their MySpace site. That would be MySpace.com/...
Is TCOL band.
Standing for, of course, the Calling of Levi. Thanks for dropping by, guys.
Thanks for having
Cheers.
Us.
Thanks. Cheers.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.